Call the March 22nd Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Sumwalt, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Is excused.
Commissioner Burkhardt.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Excused.
City Engineer Morrow.
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Commissioner Fowler.
Excused. We have a quorum. Please rise. Join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You know, one of the good things about being mayor of the city of Franklin is the people here are so good. You know, remember last summer with all of the controversy over kneeling and sitting for the anthem and all of that? Every meeting here in the city of Franklin, we start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. And you didn't notice this, but I watch and wait until everybody gets up and waits until they get their hats off. Everybody does it. So thank you for your patriotism. Appreciate it. And your respect for the flag. So with that, I will go on to approval of the minutes of the March 8th meeting. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion of motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C. C1, Aspen Woods Subdivision Development. We have a public hearing scheduled for this matter. Mr. Sumwalt, please, you have a meeting notice to read.
Motion is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, March 22nd, 2018 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Verdium Homes, LLC for a special use to allow for the development of a 74-lot subdivision with 69 single-family residential lots, 5 outlots, and a small private neighborhood park upon property zoned R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District, Special Use Open Space Subdivision Option 2 under the Unified Development Ordinance, R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District Development Standards, requiring in part a minimum of 30% open space ratio, 1.736 gross density, and 2.48 net density upon the property.
Mr. Dietl, a couple of questions before your introduction. This is not a rezoning. This is a special use application. What's the difference?
The city ordinance allows for all of our residential, for almost all of our residential zoning districts, an option, sometimes two, and in one instance, three options, to have a slightly smaller lot size in that zoning district. In exchange for having the smaller lot size, they have to provide a greater amount of open space. And that open space has to be provided generally as a buffer along the perimeter of the property. And that's what this applicant is asking for, slightly smaller lot sizes, which meet that 13,000 square foot minimum for this open space option they're asking for. So it's still zoned R3, but it is a slightly smaller lot, but in exchange they have to provide some open space, and they are providing a 50-foot buffer on the south end and some on the east end as well. And then, of course, the city requires in all instances on major roads a buffer along the major road.
So if the applicant chose just to do R3 zoning, straight up, no conservation option, what would be the procedure there?
It would be it's a permitted use, so it's no rezoning, no public hearing. It would just be a standard subdivision preliminary plat and then a final plat.
Okay. What do we got?
As the public hearing noticed, and as you see on the screen, that's the property that's in being proposed for the subdivision, 47th Street. You can just see the stub of 47th Street on the south. They will be connecting to that street. They will also be connecting to Putes Road. Well, right there. Just one connection, the lining up with the street that's on the west end. They are also having, so it's 69 single-family residential lots, 5 outlots. The outlots are a combination of stormwater ponds, natural resources. There are a couple wetlands on this property, and the rest of the required open space that they have to provide because they're going for this open space option.
Warren, next page.
Show the plat. Do we have a copy of the plat?
Oh, there. Okay. Sorry, a little communication error. There you go.
So as you can see, the layout, again, it's oriented the same way the photograph was. So Pute's is on the top, 47th Street, and then 51st is on the west. 47th Street they're connecting to on the south. They're doing a couple cul-de-sacs, as you can see. The stormwater ponds will be on the northeast and northwest corners where all those lines line up, and it gets darker towards the center. The open space, again, is primarily along the perimeters of these of the subdivision. There are two pockets of wetlands, one on north, one by Pute's, and then one in the middle by the cul-de-sac on the south. Those will also be preserved with conservation easements. So, again, this is a single-family residential subdivision. It is zoned R3. It's planned for single-family residence, our comprehensive plan. They are protecting the natural resources. There are some woodlands, tree lines and stuff. They're either too small, not enough, or some of them are dead. So almost all the trees don't meet the criteria for protection, but the wetlands do. I can summarize and just say that staff is recommending approval with a couple of conditions. Nothing specific to the special use, but we do have a couple conditions for the subdivision plat approval, which would be the next item.
Orrin, can you zoom in and center it a little bit, please, for the convenience of our constituents?
I can also mention, if you're interested, they're proposing to do this in two phases. You'll be able to see that now in the darker text. They got a phase one and a phase two. So first year they would do phase one, and then the following year they do the other half.
Okay. We have a properly noticed public hearing. I'll now open the public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak, please come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you think or ask us a question. The applicant is here, as is his engineer. Use the microphone in the middle, please.
My name is Tim Nicholas. I'm at 4430 West Hunter's Court. Can you point out where the wetlands are there that are being protected?
There's a wetland right there that's entirely protected. There's a wetland up here that's entirely protected. There's a small little wetland over here that's protected. And that includes our setbacks and buffers. The city adds additional setbacks and buffers. Those will all be protected. There are two old, when this property was HSM back in the early 2000s, that showed two wetlands over here. Their consultant says there are no wetlands there now. The DNR gets the final call. They still need DNR approval of all these wetland delineations, so we'll make sure that they look at those areas too.
The third wetland land on the southeast corner, right there, there's like a little tree line there. Is that going to be kept or partially kept?
Only because it's inside the wetland.
Okay. So there, some of those trees will be kept because it's part of the wetland.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything that goes outside, there might be a little bit that goes outside over there, those will be cut down.
And the very far southeast corner, what's the setback there?
This is part of their open space.
Okay.
They got
that's not technically
not a
lot.
Part of a lot.
Okay.
So this part is 50 feet deep.
Okay.
And that's part of that extra open space that they have to provide. So all that's going to be homeowners association. There will be some landscaping planted in there. And then this is a little bit wider, and then there's this open space here.
No landscaping where it's wider there?
Yep, there'll be a little bit of landscaping on these sides, a little bit more over here,
okay.
and a good amount along Pute's.
Okay, very good, thank you.
Yes,
thank you very much. Anybody else? I'm sure there is. You don't have to raise your hand, just jump up and...
Hi, Arnold Luters, 4879 West Alessi Drive. A number of questions. Is there any environmental impact study that's required since this was a farm and there's been tons of deer and coyote and there's thousands of geese that come every fall in this field? Has there been any type of environmental impact study on that? Is there any requirement regarding that?
Mr. Deal.
There is no city requirement for environmental studies other than the protection of the natural resources that we regulate. So it's the wetlands, the wetland setbacks, wetland buffers, woodlands, and floodplains, and steep slopes. Those are the only things we required a study for, and they did do the study for that.
What about, retention ponds? There's something there on 51st and Pute there. Is that the retention pond that they're proposing?
Yeah, there'll be two of them, one there and then one there. And then that plan is a preliminary plan has been presented or provided to the engineering department, but that's still under review. It will have to be reviewed and approved prior to the final plat.
Okay. I had heard the open mic before this meeting began. It slopes all the way to the west. It really, I live there, okay? It slopes from the top. It comes down. And there's an actual natural waterway that has been ingrained in the farm field. And it exits where they have a proposed the road which connects between there and 51st and Putes. There is almost a waterfall that happens constantly, and we have our retention pond across the street. And there's times where there's water up to Putes. So I'm wondering if there's been any thought process having to do with that and how much water is going to be. Where's all this water going to go?
Yeah, that's all part of the stormwater management plan. So that there's state regulations, there's city regulations, and there's even Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District regulations. So again, overall, southeastern Milwaukee County, I should say, has among the strictest stormwater regulations of the entire state. So I don't know the details. That's the engineering department. But I do know that they do look at that stuff, and we have some of the strictest regulations in Wisconsin. The exact details of that, you'd probably have to ask either their engineer or our city engineer. But I can also mention they just got a preliminary plan, and they're still looking at it.
There's a lot of houses going in. There's a lot of concrete that's going to be there, and that water is going to have to go somewhere. And I'm stunned at this. I don't see how this is going to. We're going to have flooding. We're going to have major flooding on that west side. I mean, it's all going to come down that way.
It shouldn't.
It does already.
It shouldn't if they do a good stormwater plan. And they're going to be grading that area, too. So that stormwater plan goes hand in hand with the grading plan. So they'll cut and fill where they need to make things flat and make things flow to the stormwater ponds. Okay. And then we'll double-check all that. So the
what
city
is,
does that.
What is the buffer that they're requiring on the Putes end of it? You said 51st on or 50 yep. feet on the south. Is it the 30 feet from yep. the center of Putes like it is?
Or no, 30 feet from the right-of-way line. So the right-of-way is that dark line. That's the edge of the city-owned right-of-way for Putes Road.
Okay.
And then 30 feet back is the area that they have to do all that landscaping, which will not be part of these people's lots.
Are they, are they proposing a berm like they are on the other side?
Doesn't look like it on that grading. So I don't think they're doing a berm. I think they're just going to grade each individual lot. And then then their engineer would be able to explain more. But it doesn't look like a berm.
Because right now it's level, and then it from the road it goes up. So
yep.
are you guys thinking about having it just level, or
because there isn't much room there because the ditch does come up with a big angle on it. Just like you said, we will have a small berm there, but the landscaping itself is most of the buffer.
Any idea what you think you're thinking about for landscaping?
Yeah.
We got one up here. For those listening at home, that's Mr. Rolchin, who is the engineer for the project.
Because when Alessi did our subdivision, he didn't do a really good job putting in landscaping on there, to be honest with you. And us homeowners have had to properly put in proper things there. And the city has taken a look at the thought process of 69 homes here and only one exit to Putes?
And to the south. So 47th Street to the south would be the second exit out.
Well, sure, but then to get to any main thoroughfare, they're going to have to go out to 51st and then out to Ryan. So the traffic right here is going to be tremendous.
The engineers looked at it. We looked at it. We suggested a second one, but we didn't think it was necessary enough to make it a requirement.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? If you want, you can line up, too. It's whatever you want.
I'd like to follow up on the stormwater.
Sure.
My name's Gwen Sauer. I live at 8423 South 51st Street, which is the City of Milwaukee Municipal Nursery. I live at the residence there, and I manage the facilities at the property there. I've worked at the facility since 1991, so I'm pretty aware of water flow through that part of the nursery. And at presently, with the impervious surfaces going in there, that is likely to increase the amount of water flowing off of that property, under Pute's, under 51st Street, and coming through the nursery. And my concern in the interest for the city is flooding and road washouts and things like that that we'll be experiencing with the additional runoff from that area.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Mira Kresovic. I live at 8810 South 51st Street. I own 8850, which is just south of that, and also a lot just north of it. So I'm pretty much affected directly by this development. I wanted to first start off saying thank you for starting with the pledge. It reminds us that we are a republic where all voices are heard, not simply a democracy where majority rules. I attended the first meeting where Mr. Gunny of Meridian Homes was there, and he heard some of the concerns, but they were politely rebuffed. I just wanted to express that being, can you put that first or second, the plat up? If you notice, there's been berms and, like you said, 50 feet on the south, 30 feet from the right-of-way. I live on the west end. I'm the jut right there, yes, and the lot just to the north. There really haven't been any provisions made for my privacy, and that concerns me. I have no landscaping, no buffer. I'm also told that those homes right there will be, because of the size of the lot, they're going to have to be two-story, and that they're planned to be with a partial or fully exposed basement, given up, and also that they'll be raising the grade there. So that means there's going to be a large slope into my yard, which piggybacks onto the last comments about the concern about water runoff. Okay, I just put in an orchard right there in the back, and it's kind of small, but it's in progress. Also, I really don't want to look out my back window at three-story buildings. Is there anything that can be done to accommodate that? Because as it sits, none of the fences that are acceptable in Franklin would give me any privacy or any sound barrier. In addition, the water drainage, you talked about that. I also have a well. Now, granted, I'm going to be connecting to city water very soon, hopefully. But I do plan to use the well for the nursery outside for the organic fruits, and also I grow perennials, which I plan on selling, continue to sell.
Don't tell us too much.
Okay. it's been like here. It's been like for trade.
Like I said, don't tell us too much.
Okay. But I'm concerned about runoff and that affecting the well because everything's being graded towards the well. So I'm concerned about the quality of the water there. Given it's going to be a subdivision, a lot of people tend to use like lawn treatment, stuff like that, so I'm concerned about that. The trail, at the January meeting, the trail was moved. Mr. Chudney marked the plat to move it more to the north so that it wouldn't be right next to that lot right there. I'm not certain if it is moved or not. I can't really see on this.
So the trail is right there.
Wonderful. Then he did move it. The park. I have heard things about the park being moved. Do you know where that's going to be now?
Currently, it's proposed right there.
Okay. On that note, will there be a restriction on hours of operation like other parks?
If it's a city park, it'll have to follow our normal city regulations.
Private park.
Yeah.
Okay, that concerns me because that's as close as you could physically get to any of the bedrooms in my home. I just want to be able to sleep, you know, after 10 o'clock. I'm told that the park will not be lit. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. I teach. That's what I do professionally. I love children, and I really do think that it's their job to explore their boundaries, and that's what they do in order to learn. But I also think it's the job of the adults around them to set clear boundaries. Is there any proposed fencing for that park? Or will they be free to trespass and run through my yard as well?
The city hasn't received any detailed plans for that planned recreational area yet.
Okay, because I can see, I can imagine, given that I live very near Kayla's playground, people park all along the streets there when it gets really full. I can imagine that the same would happen here. I can also imagine then that people would just be walking directly from 51st Street to the park. And as kids are playing, they would be running through the trees, which would be into my yard.
But
and so
just
they'd be walking
to comment on that, I think the plan is that this recreational area will serve the subdivision and then be overseen by the association. So I would hope that neighbors in the subdivision are walking or biking there. I can't guarantee that people won't drive. People do just about anywhere, but
you don't know. So I guess there's I'm pleading with you at this point because you are city representatives to remain as neutral as possible to be protective of all of Franklin residents, current and future. And I think this will be a good thing for the city, provided that some accommodations are made. Thank you for your time.
If you don't mind, I've been accused of being too honest to be a mayor and a politician, but that's the way I am. You have a particular issue with the houses that will be your neighbors. We can plant all kinds of trees. We can give you all kinds of berms. You're still going to see them.
Right.
That's just the reality. So we'll work with the developer. We'll see what we can do. But I don't want to make any promises we can't keep. So,
there you go.
Good evening.
Hello. My name is Christy Tim. My husband, Lyle, and I live at 9039 South 47th. I apologize if I ask questions that have already been brought up. I actually did not know that this was going in. I didn't receive a letter, and I did not receive an email. We live just on the south side off of Hilltop, where 47th and Hilltop connect. And my concern is that I don't know how set in stone everything is. So my concern is the through traffic that would go from this subdivision through 47th right in front of our house. Our driveway really bumps right up to 47th Street. The Hunters Reserve subdivision, which is adjacent to this, has a whole section of young children that are pretty free to ride their bikes in a pretty safe place where the cars don't go too fast. Not being in a little cul-de-sac in Hunter's Reserve right on the 47th fairway up to Hilltop and 47th and down, cars do travel pretty quickly, and I'm concerned that that speed's going to increase. It's just a straight shot to go from here and out. I don't know how set in stone this connection is through 47th, or if there's a way within this development to make it not such a straight shot through, or to access in a slightly different way so that the road's more curved, or, you know. I'm like everybody else that I've heard this evening. I'm concerned about the amount of the influx of people and traffic and noise. I helped to do the landscaping. I actually did design all the landscaping for St. Paul's Lutheran Church, and I'm very aware of all of the wetland areas and the landscaping issues that need to happen. I am concerned with the gal that just spoke as far as berms and privacy, and so if there are ways to put landscaping like pine trees in, that would maybe give more of a visual buffer between her home or other homes around. That might be an option for a tree to put in versus something that loses its leaves in the winter. So I guess those are my two concerns. One is what really is set in stone with that 47th Street, especially being close to Ryan Road. People come off of Ryan Road, can come in and just, straight through.
Okay, I'm gonna do what I'm not supposed to do. I'm gonna respond to that.
No, go right ahead. Well, thank you.
People will tell me you're the mayor. You should not respond to this stuff because it'll get you in trouble.
Respond.
I don't care. So let's say you lived in that one there, right? Lived in that house right there.
Oh, where do I live?
No.
Suppose you did. Yep, on the corner. Right.
How would you get to work downtown? Would you come this way and down 47th Street? Or would you drive this way and out to Putes, up 51st, and be gone?
Right. I get where you're going.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? We're in a funky spot. I'll be honest with you.
I thought it was nice and no traffic.
We're in a funky spot here because you either go out Ryan Road and all the way down to the freeway, or you go up past Franklin High School, up past Sendix, and you get the freeway up by Greendale. So I'm just concerned that a road that already has fast-moving cars in the morning is going to have more traffic on it for any high school kid or any parent coming in and out, whipping through there to get their kids to and from practice or wherever they need to go.
Okay, I'm going to put my 20 years of sitting up here, and the city engineer is going to have every right to argue with me. We talk about 51st Street and all the traffic and how you want to slow it down. There's a couple of ways to slow it down. One is to load it up with traffic because then you can't speed. So this is going to help speeding on 51st Street during rush hours, not during off hours. It's just human nature, right? There's more cars there that can't go as fast.
I'm going with it. Okay, can we put a speed bump in there? Or can we put something like that in there? That is going to slow the...
We have what's called snow.
Got it. Okay. I grew up in California. That explains that
question. Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, second question. And this is maybe repeated information, so I apologize. You had mentioned that in exchange for the wetland area or more of preserving the nature, that the lot size would then be smaller on these homes. What is projected lot size for these homes? A half an acre, less?
13,000 square feet is the minimum that they have to do, and their average is 13,541.
And how many lots are at the least, and how many lots, what is the max size on some of the larger lots?
Let me correct that. That was 13,541 was the minimum, and it goes up to 41,200. So I don't know what the average
is. And what is the base price of your home for this lot?
They're predicting... Home and lot, $400,000 to $500,000.